Welcome back to Dakota Midday. I'm Lori Walsh. Thanks for listening. Seven humanities-oriented projects in South Dakota are receiving more than $33,000 in grants from the South Dakota Humanities Council. Those funds will help with research, long-term projects, and programs to share the humanities in communities throughout the state. Sherry DeBoer, Executive Director of the South Dakota Humanities Council, joins us today from Brookings. Sherry, welcome to Dakota Midday.
Well, thank you very much, Lori. Nice to hear your voice.
We are going to start with what are the humanities for everybody who doesn't know.
Well, the humanities are the study of history, literature, culture, music criticism, like Jennifer that you just had on the program, art criticism, like the Arts Council that you'll have coming up, but we don't fund performances of either one. So humanities really is what helps us understand our place in the human experience and how culture can help us enhance our lives.
Is there an easy answer to the question, where does grant money come from? Is it fairly straightforward or is it not?
It's for us, it's changed over the years, Lori, but it's fairly straightforward right now in terms of grants that we give to communities to use in their organization at the local level. Because most of our funding for those grants, they're called our major grants, and that comes from the National Endowment for the Humanities, a federal agency that helps us out with operating money, that we use that operating money for grants to the state. But our funding for programs at the community level also includes what we call quick grants, but we're really looking at them more as a one-stop program now, and an organization will not get a grant per se, but we will still provide funding for a cultural program at the community level. The biggest difference is we have our program committee on the board of directors and the staff here look every year at what kind of themes should we emphasize for the coming year. What's happening nationally in terms of what should the humanities address? Is it immigration issues? Is it population explosion? All kinds of things like that. We make a decision on what kind of topics we're going to emphasize for the year, and then we ask scholars to develop programs around those program themes. So that funding usually comes from the National Endowment for the Humanities, but this past year we had a scholar, Orville Van Deest, who wanted to give back to the Humanities Council. He's been in our Speakers Bureau for 26 years, and he said, I want to present a challenge to people in the state. I want to give some money. If they will give money toward the quick grant programs in the state, I'll match every dollar up to $5,000. So this past fiscal year, we were very blessed to have $10,000 extra dollars that went to the quick grant program for Speakers Bureau programs in the state.
So what was the theme for 2015?
The theme for 2015 was really open-ended for the first time ever. Okay. We had immigration in 2010. We had American Indian culture in 2011 and 2012. We looked at water in 2013 because it was the 125th anniversary of South Dakota's anniversary along with North Dakota. We celebrated that 125th year anniversary for both states. But last year was a kind of what we call a gap year, and this coming year for 2016, we're looking at Pulitzer Prize-winning authors that will really help us bring to our entire state for the entire year an uplifting of the Pulitzer Prize winners that have really affected literature, music, and art in our whole entire nation.
Now, last week we did a show with the Midday Book Nerds and talked about popular books, and Jane Smiley's Some Luck was one of the top book group selections. Somebody emailed Midday and asked when she was coming. Do you have that information in front of you to share so we can answer that?
I do have that information in front of me.
Jane Smiley, when can we see her?
We will get to see her on Friday, September 23rd in Brookings at the SDSU Performing Arts Center. The time is not determined yet, but we know that she will be the evening keynote because she is the One Book South Dakota author this year. Whenever we do have a special initiative, the one book selection will reflect that. And Jane Smiley did not win the award for her book, Some Luck, which is a selection, but she did win the Pulitzer for her book, A Thousand Acres, several years ago.
Thank you for that. Give me an idea, a specific example of a major grant recipient for 2016, somebody that you chose this year.
Okay, someone we chose this year that I think is a really unique topic is the South Dakota State University Agricultural Heritage Museum, who is developing an exhibit through a research grant, and it's on women that are Native American that have been farmers. And so they have a sociology scholar from SDSU that is going to go out to all the reservations and interview Native American female farmers of South Dakota. And she'll incorporate that research into a traveling exhibit that will be looking at the roles of women in contemporary agriculture through both that oral history and photography. And that will not debut until 2018 in Brookings, but it will be presented in five different locations throughout the state in 2019. And I think that is one exhibit to really watch because it's a really unique area of history, I think, in the state. One of our parts of our mission, in addition to celebrating literature and promoting civil conversation, is to really tell the stories that define our state. And we really feel this grant will do a great job of that, and will be available to all South Dakotans.
And you're pretty intentional about that, all South Dakotans and statewide stuff. What drives that to make sure you include every corner of a state such as ours?
Well, I think, you know, in our grants process, we try to get the information widely distributed on what grants are available. But I think we also, when we look at areas that might not have received funding for grants, we do some active solicitation in those counties. Sometimes we'll offer incentives, like where there's where we haven't had a program for the last year, we will waive the speaker fees if it's a one-stop program.
So we've talked a little bit about the cultural impact and sort of the, you know, community impact. I'm wondering if you have something to say about the economic impact of grant money for communities throughout the state.
Well, I think that that's a little harder to measure, but one thing we just recently did, Lori, was look at, because our board asked us to, we looked at what's happened specifically with our major grant program the last 5 years. And so we went all the way back to, you know, fiscal year 11 to look at that, and we found out that we had awarded nearly $500,000 in grants to communities to 200 organizations in the state, and that there were 39 unique communities that received those grants. We also track attendance on that, and we know that the reach, even though it would be duplicated, I mean, over time, but nearly 675,000 people were in attendance at those programs. And so we really feel that's a kind of unsung story or fact that people probably don't know, that I think it really is helping communities, and it's something that we're really happy to be part of. And another, this is just our major grants. Now, those quick grants or the one-stop programs that I talk about, we don't measure that in the same way, but that's bringing a speaker out, paying their travel, providing a stipend, you know, putting them up in a hotel overnight if necessary. That has an equal impact. I mean, there's so many chambers of commerce, and cities have gotten look to us for their training programs, that they're able to do that, and really it has an impact on their budgets, and particularly small museums and small nonprofits are able to utilize that program, and it's an economic impact for them too on a very small level, but I think added up together, it's a big difference.
Sherry DeBoer, will you come back soon to talk more about that 2016 centennial celebration of the Pulitzer Prize?
You know I would love to, Lori.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
You are so welcome. Thank you for the opportunity.
That was Sherry DeBoer with the South Dakota Humanities Council from Brookings. We reached her in Brookings. We'll hear more from Sherry in the coming weeks, as promised.